Welcome to Legislative Report today with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. Representative Cutler, a spending bill for Pennsylvania was passed last week, but the other half, how to pay for it, remains unknown at this time. There's talk of gambling expansion and more privatization of wine and liquor licenses. Your House Majority Leader Dave Reed says he's opposed to a broad-based tax increase. How's Pennsylvania going to pay for this recently approved budget for this fiscal year?
Well, as you pointed out, Greg, the original budget bill is currently in the governor's possession, and the governor has until midnight Monday night to either sign, veto, or partially sign and veto that bill. Obviously, the funding component will be an important part of that decision when he makes it. And when we look at what's already passed at least one chamber, the House, for example, has already passed over $1 billion in revenue. That did include some gambling expansion, as well as expansion of the liquor privatization and the licenses associated with that. In addition to that, we've put several ideas regarding Medicaid fraud and efficiency gains on the table. I think those certainly merit looking at, particularly given the national situation in Washington and the uncertainty that comes with that potential funding stream and not knowing what the federal government's going to do with their budget. Additionally, I think when you look at the state, there's some other areas that we could increase efficiency and look at how the budgeting process itself works. For example, myself and Representative Dunbar from Westmoreland County have worked with the Pew Charitable Trust Foundation on a bill called Results First. And what that does is fund those programs in the budget that actually show returns in terms of how they compare to other programs. For example, in the prison world, and the idea of criminal justice reform, one of the programs that Washington State discovered actually was a horrible program in terms of return on investment and increased recidivism rate was this program called Scared Straight, where they would take individuals into the prison and try to show them what happens if you're caught committing crimes and where you're likely to go. What they found was the program was very expensive. The individuals that were engaged in it ultimately did end up in prison anyway. But other programs that dealt with job training and other ways to put these folks back into society in general were much more successful. So if we could take the money that's not working in some programs and redirect that to other programs, I think that's something else the taxpayers fully expect us to do.
You recently made a visit to the Conowingo Dam with some of your colleagues. Tell us, what was the purpose of that visit and what did you learn from it?
Well, it was really twofold. First of all, as a self-professed nerd, I love technology and visiting places like that. For me, a hydroelectric dam, the technology really is not new. I mean, it's over 100 years old. And, you know, the Conowingo Dam was built in the late 1920s. I have a photo in my house that shows it being constructed. And we went to learn about the hydroelectric process, as well as the part that the dam and the recertification are going to play in the management of the Chesapeake Bay. When you look at that hydroelectric dam, what a lot of folks don't know is there's a very large collection of silt upstream behind the dam that has collected there from years of runoff. Managing that is going to be important from an environmental standpoint, but also it's important from the dam's operations on a day-to-day basis, because if you have silt or runoff that's in the bottom of the pond, and that's what the large body of water behind the dam is called, then you've actually got less volume of water and therefore not as much electric producing potential. So there's some environmental concerns. There's obviously some concerns with a well-balanced power portfolio. And then probably the neatest thing for me, which is a new addition to the dam, dealt with the fish lift and how they operate that. I was able to see how the fish are moved from downstream to upstream. The kinds of fish that come through the fish lift I was unaware of, and the individual who was sitting there that day said that he had once even seen a beaver come through the fish lift. So There's certainly a lot of things going on there. So it's a neat place to visit. I'm glad we had the opportunity.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.